Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Detailing Friday's USDA report, good news, and the markets responded in a bullish fashion, corn up 20 cents, and in overnight trade this morning, nearby corn futures still higher. Ben Brown, ag economist at the University of Missouri.
I think this is probably the strongest, or you know, if you want to think of it in terms of the bullish, this may be the most bullish aspect of today's report was in the corn supply and demand. You have to feel pretty good if you're a producer and you see a 181 national average corn yield and at the same time a 2.1 billion bushel carryout, right? Like the fact that that's not up around 2.4, 2.5 billion bushels at a 181 national average yield has got to make you feel pretty good that we've seen demand come back in some areas. You know, we could go through, you know, all these areas, but I think, you know, you hit it on the head. We saw old crop corn ending stocks come in, you know, right at 100 million bushels lower month over month and well below where the trade was expecting it heading in today. That was a signal of some stronger demand, right? We saw 50 million bushels of increased corn ethanol demand and 50 million bushels of corn export demand. And so those are good things. And then if you want to turn it over to the new crop side here for just a second, you know, again, you know, that new crop carryout coming in well below expectations as well, 182 million bushels. Yeah. But if we correct it for the surprise on the old crop side, right? So like if we correct it and just say, okay, let's assume that all the analysts knew what the old crop carryout was going to be, and we make that adjustment, even the new crop numbers were 100 million bushels more bullish than what expectations were. And so very strong demand, or well, at least, you know, a return of demand after you know, after some periods of some struggles, right?
USDA cut the Brazil corn crop by 3 million metric tons, a bit more than expected, but still way above Brazil's corn estimate of their own corn crop. Here's longtime market analyst Dan Huber.
The challenge is you really can't cut enough to turn the situation to one that's truly positive. Some of the estimates I've seen, I think the USDA was 152 today? I don't remember the exact number. I've seen some as low as 145. And even if you sliced it off that far, you know, you're still looking at 13, 14 million metric tons more than a year ago. You know, so you're 500 million bushels. So it's, you know, like I say, we're not going to slice that much out of it. When you look at total South American crops, so it's just not a situation you can ultimately make bullish unless we really ran into a serious weather issue here. You know, you might be able to take 1 to 2 million metric tons off because of that. But, you know, here again, too, 1 or 2 million metric tons is not going to change it to a bullish scenario.
The Corn Belt has been getting some excellent rain. In fact, Iowa no longer in severe drought.
You know, it's always challenging to rally a market or grain market on too much moisture. You know, how even it's good for crops, isn't it? Rain makes rain, right? So it's not that it hasn't encouraged a little bit more of the short covering, but I don't think it's turned anybody to a bull. And I think a lot of people are kind of thinking, well, if we lose a little corn acreage, that just becomes all the more bearish for soybeans. So it kind of tempers that enthusiasm itself.
Using the 90 million planted acres, corn production pegged at 14.9 billion bushels, about as expected as acres were down, but a record yield estimate of 181 bushels per acre used. Again, University of Missouri ag economist Ben Brown.
You could start to argue that this is maybe even a little bit on the conservative side, right? We're gonna pick apart that 181 national average corn yield here for the next 2 months, 2-3 months, but you know, heavily for the next 2 months. And I certainly see these demand numbers as being very realistic, and given some of the planting challenges that we've had here as of late, when I say planting challenges, I mean, there's just areas of the country that are struggling to get corn planted. And we're going to be starting talking about that percentage of the U.S. corn crop that was planted late and might have a yield drag. So, you know, maybe a little bit of a bullish factor without even starting to think about summer weather, just from that standpoint. And then on the international side, right, we've still, you know, USDA moved Brazilian they lowered Brazilian corn 2 million metric tons. And then Argentina corn was down 2 million metric tons month over month, both, you know, decreasing. And we could even see a little bit more decreases there as we move ahead. So opportunities is maybe how I should phrase this. Opportunity that prices could move higher.
And they are, at least in the short term. Dr. Ben Brown, University of Missouri ag economist, appearing on AgriTalk Friday afternoon. And Dan Huber of the Huber Report on PBS's weekend show Market to Market. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the weather forecast.